Goddamn, it's hip hop and it's breaking news. Not another dead rapper, cause another ghetto news. I'm trying to build, hit the chat, we can swap facts. Get a rich, block control with the small cat. Nobody know I'm nigga gone, John Doe is tagged.
Tyron Motif.
Shout out to Remy Ma. Shout out to Queen Latifah. Ladies First. A Netflix docu-series coming August 9th, 2023, people. Remy Ma, Queen Latifah, Rod Digger, Da Brat, Sweetie, Lotto, and others. It's a four-part docu-series, people. I'm supporting it. I'm supporting anything Remy Ma put her name, her image, her likeness on. I'm supporting it. Shout out to Chrome 23. She just announced the first battle for her next event, which will go down in Philadelphia, people. Which will go down in Philadelphia this September. The first announcement, Easy the Block Captain versus Geechee Gotti. Yes, Easy the Block Captain versus Geechee Gotti. Go to Chrome23.com. Go to Chrome23 Instagram, Chrome23 YouTube channel. Please hit those sites, pages, and channels up and do the right thing. But right now, the topic of discussion is Ladies First, a story of women in hip hop. Remy Ma are one of few iconic MCs set to be featured in this up-and-coming Netflix docu-series. It's a four-part episode production and is scheduled to hit the streaming platform on August 9th. It will explore the history and current landscape of women in hip-hop, enriched by perspectives from veterans as well as modern day artists. As per a press statement, this timely limited doc series recontextualizes the women of hip hop and their role in the genre's 50 years by reinserting them into the canon where they belong, the center, the apex, from day one to present day. Each of the four installments features an iconic MC like MC Light, Queen Latifah, Rod Digger, or Remy Ma, as well as up-and-comers and artists that are currently at the top of the charts today, like Lotto, alongside key figures from recording labels, stylists, and journalists. This is pretty dope, man. Once again, I'm loving what Remy Ma is doing in the world of battle rap. She's shaking the culture up right now, and it's a beautiful thing, man. Just to see our black sisters, man, branch out and be successful, right? Take chances and be successful. Ladies First, it's a four-part docu-series. You know that document not only the history of hip-hop from a women's perspective and their journey, but they're also giving you today's landscape of female artists, their perspective, their point of views, their journeys. This is something that's great, right? Black women being highlighted, getting their flowers while they can smell them, especially the veterans, right? And that's an understatement, especially the veterans. Hip-hop need to do more for our veterans. So many of our veterans is not living a comfortable life they deserve when you look at their contributions to the culture. right? It just don't add up. Their contribution, their likeness, their image, their music, their words of wisdom. A lot of that is like in vain because these guys is struggling. They growing old in nursing homes and family homes in need of a lot. And if that's happening to the men, imagine what the women is going through. So for Netflix to highlight the women of hip hop during the 50th anniversary of hip hop is a beautiful thing. That's definitely a beautiful thing. By giving flowers to the originators like Chi-Rock and Roxanne Shanté, or hearing real talk from contemporary superstars like Sweetie or Coi Leray, Ladies First, A Story of Women in Hip Hop, contextualize the history of the music and the change it gave the world, right? Within a wider social and racial and political landscape of the times, through the lens of women, pretty dope. Though hip hop has had its share of struggles in bagging top commercial spots this year, many artists are optimistic about the current state of its culture. Lil Baby, among others, believe that female rappers are currently running the game. And shout out to Nicki Minaj in particular. The Atlanta rapper made the comment alongside Rallo Rodriguez doing a recent interview of Complex's The GOAT Talk in mid-June. And when asked to name his greatest of all time female rapper, he didn't hesitate to bring up Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj for sure, Baby replied. I agree with that, Rodriguez stated. There's like crazy, crazy female artists right now, Baby continued. Females are running the game. Fabulous, on the other hand, recently expressed that he felt female rap is too one-dimensional and that he wants to hear more perspectives from the ladies of hip-hop, while acknowledging that he's happy to see so many women doing their thing. The Brooklyn spitter added that he'd love to see it if some of them he want the strong topics, right? Women to like really talk about their life experience and not over sexualizing themselves. Basically, that's where he getting at, right? I love to hear female rappers talk about real ish, Fab wrote in a recent Instagram story. Women are so strong, have so many stories and perspectives that we need to hear and pour from. He continued, no disrespect to any female rappers out there, but I think there's only one style of female rap in hip hop that's being promoted and programmed and looked at as successful. And Fabulous, I definitely, definitely concur, my brother. That was real rap, no cap. That was definitely real rap, no cap. Once again, I want to shout out definitely Remy Ma, man, and all that she's doing over there at Chrome 23, Easy to Block Captain, Geechee Gotti is the next main event on Chrome 23 card. Shout out to Queen Latifah, Sweetie, The Brat, Latto, and all the other female artists that will be featured on this four-part Netflix docuseries, Ladies First, A Story of Women in Hip Hop, the celebration of the 50th anniversary of hip hop, will roll out next month on Netflix with its debut. According to a description, it recontextualized the role that women play in hip hop, played throughout the revolution of the genre 50 years by reinserting them. Yeah, I went over that. Let's see. Pretty much, people, if you got Netflix, man, please go and check this out. If you don't have Netflix, you need to get at least a one-month subscription so you can check this out, support the women of hip-hop, and most importantly, support Remy Ma. That's where my heart is at. I'm definitely supporting Remy. I'm supporting Pap. I'm supporting the whole Black Love movement and anything Remy put her name, image, and likeness on. Shout out to Easy the Black Captain. Shout out to Gutter City, the Trenches, Trenches 2 card. It's definitely dope. You got some dope battles over there going on. I ordered my pay-per-view. I will be in the building for both events, the Trenches 2 Nostalgia card, New York versus Philly. And I definitely will be in this building for the next Chrome 23 event. It's taking place in Philly. I don't know the venue, but I will get back at y'all on a further date when I have more information on that. But definitely go check out Ladies First. I think it's pretty dope. I think these black sisters getting their flowers is like, I mean, this is the least we could do right now, right? In 2023, right? And the movement of women that's out here shaking and moving. Yeah, they definitely deserve their flowers while they can smell them. And as long as we could do that as a people, as a culture, we will continue to have more hip hop happy endings.
God damn, it's hip hop and it's breaking news. Not another dead rapper, cause another ghetto news. I'm trying to build, hit the chat, we just swap facts. Get a rich, block control with the four cap. Nobody know I'm nigga gone, John Doe is tagged.
Tyron Motif.